Right now on VFN TV, we'll be talking about the founder of TV and Jan Crouch has gone to be with the Lord. We'll also be talking about the Tate High School salutatorian, how she preached the gospel as a keynote speaker at her graduation. Just a powerful thing. Also, Ann Graham Lutz, Billy Graham's daughter, talking about how important it is, and if the church doesn't wake up, what's going to happen to America? And finally, Dr. Ben Carson, former presidential candidate, is talking about America is like a ship about to go over the falls. Today, right now, on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Pierce said, he said, that the moment the president made that declaration, that America is going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up columns. I'm causing alignment to occur. And I will be sending forth column after column after column until the enemy is pushed out of your sphere.
God said, I've released my spirit, and the spirit is going to rush to you.
But we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kolaszewski. When you're wondering, when we talk about building for 1,000 years, we're talking about the millennial reign when our Lord is going to come back again. So it's so encouraging always to hear that, talking about how God is going to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. Well, we have some sad news and yet some happy news in regards to Jan Crouch. She is the co-founder of Trinity Broadcasting Network, and she has died at the age of 78. Her son, Matt Crouch, announced this on the TBN website on Tuesday. Laura and I, he says, Laura and I, talking about his mother, have just watch the transition of our precious mother from this world to the next. We watch her step into the presence of Jesus and into her heavenly reward. To a select few, she was a television figure, but was also a sister, a mother, a wife, a grandmother, and an integral part of our family. Jan Crouch loved many things, but most of all, she loved Jesus, and now she's seeing him face to face and has experienced his grace in the fullness. She has taken a piece of our hearts with her, but it's just wonderful to know that Paul and Jan Crouch are together again in the arms of Jesus. Isn't that powerful? What a powerful thing that they have done, you know, by launching the biggest television network, I believe, in the world. And they did it and started in 1973. And the first words they said when he was broadcasting from that one television camera in that broken down television station in California was, it said, "Hello, church," you know, and all of a sudden you see this great thing began just because he stepped out on faith. And so we just thank God for Paul and Jan Crouch. And we know they're looking down from heaven and they're just excited that all the years they invested into media, because they sowed that kind of foundation, we're able to be here today. Well, I am very excited to be able to tell you about Lauren Kirkland. She is a graduate, a salutatorian for Tate High School in the Gulf Coast area, for those that are watching around the world, but those that are in Escambia County know that where Tate High School is. She is, which means she's the second highest in the grades in graduating, but she was told reportedly that you can't bring up Jesus. But you know what? She's an American. She is a citizen, and she has the First Amendment rights. And guess what she did? She preached the gospel to everyone that was there. As a matter of fact, let's go join her now. Take a look.
Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. And I guess what I just want to say is that neither being salutatorian or not being salutatorian means anything. The only thing that truly matters is being made new in Christ and glorifying Him. And my hope is that I never boast in any worldly thing, but only boast in the fact that Christ has redeemed me. Now. In another letter by Paul, he writes to a church at Philippi, which is present-day Macedonia. And if you don't know anything about Paul, he was a very respected individual among the Jews. He had so many worldly accomplishments. He had so much that he should have been confident about in his flesh. But instead he writes that whatever was to his profit by accomplishing all the things that he did, he now considers lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, he considers everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus his Lord. So whatever was to my profit by being salutatorian, or by graduating high school, or by trying to give myself any ounce of glory, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. And I'd like to challenge you all. I dare you all to pursue true truth, a truth I know is found only through Jesus Christ. I dare you to pursue holiness, righteousness, excellence. I dare you give all glory to God, for He deserves it. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Lauren Kirkland, the salutatorian for Tate High School. That is so exciting. Well, guess what? We're going to make her full speech available to you on VFNTV.com, on The Torch. You're going to want to hear the whole thing, because she spoke in the beginning, but she also spoke as you begin to hear here. And what she was saying, what we all need to say, you know, that even though King David worked hard and he fought the battles he fought, he knew that the only reason he had victory, the only reason he was successful, the only reason he was promoted, and the only reason that he was king and leader of God's people was because God promoted him. God blessed him, and God gave him the victories. And it's so cool to watch Lauren Kirkland. She understands that full speed ahead. And I'm excited about this generation. Obviously, you see why she's a salutatorian. And thank you, Lauren, for standing up and not compromising your faith in Jesus Christ. I want to encourage every other graduate, you know, for the 11th graders out there, or those that are going to begin going into your senior year, wherever you are, however you're going to school, realize you have First Amendment rights, and people can tell you things, but you have the right to pronounce your faith, to be able to confess your faith and say whatever you need to say, as long as it's not hurting anyone, to be able. And one thing you want to do is just acknowledge Jesus Christ. It's your generation, I believe, this is Azusa 2.0, and we're going to see great things come from your generation. Thank you, Laura Kirkland. When we get back from this break, we're going to be listening and hearing Ann Graham Lotz. She's the daughter of Billy Graham, and she just finished up with a prayer meeting in Washington, D.C. with the National Day of Prayer. And she's talking specifically, if the church doesn't wake up, she's sharing with us what will take place. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about being here today. I guess yes. One of the big questions that our audience is asking is, where's John Ramos? Mm-hmm. Well, we're so encouraged to tell you that he is out talking to the business leaders on the Gulf Coast.
Yes, he is.
And we're so thankful for all the businesses that stand up with us. You see them on mm-hmm. the program. You see them at VFNTV.com and everywhere, actually, on our everything that we're doing out there. But it's our sponsors, those businesses that stand up and say, you know what? Not only do I want to help the audience, you, stay in tune and keep the conversation light and to not only to know the news that's behind the news and to hear a prophetic insight to know the news before it actually happens,
yeah.
But I want to help that happen by becoming a sponsor of VFN TV.
And by the way, your business and their business gets exposed to potentially 1.4 million
people.
On a daily basis. Yeah. You know, I was running a classified ad recently, and I had to put a classified in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And the newspaper that this particular paper, I think it prints 25,000 papers in the week, and it prints 45,000 papers on the weekend. Now, how many get that? I don't know. But, which is kind of the old way of getting the news. Right. Can you imagine buying a classified ad? And this ad cost almost $900 for this ad.
Wow.
And it was going to run one day in one section in one little small classified area for one day and another day. And that's what you're paying for.
Right.
And the third day, they would let it run at no cost. And it's like, do you know, for being a sponsor for VFN TV, for simple sponsorship of $125 a week.
Wow.
We will expose you daily to 1.4 million folks, and they don't have to turn the page. They can sit back in their lazy boy chair and go, wow, yes, that's simple. Well, that's what John is doing right now. If you want to contact him, call 850-780-6520 and join our sponsors today. Believe me, if you hear some of our audience, you'll be hearing them soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're so thankful, and we're thankful for the program. But when you hear sanity talked about, when you hear about, you know, insight and comforting words that God has to say about the seasons of the time, they're going to appreciate your business. And they do. And there's one thing that we noticed too, because when God launched us out, he spoke specifically in a vision to me, a night vision, about what he was going to do. And that's exactly what he's going to do. When businesses begin to stand up boldly and partner with God and what he's doing, of course you get all the advertising. Of course, 1.4 million people potentially see your business every single day, 5 days a week, because we're on every single day, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Then we're on around the world. But with that, God, we're seeing the businesses multiply.
Yes, we are.
We saw one particular businessman go from one location to potentially five locations, another one go from one to three. And it's just, you know, it's just amazing. You know, if you stand up unashamedly for truth, and that's all, it's just truth. We're trying to be normal about it. And it's 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. daily, that your business, people see it every day. They realize they associate your business with what they're hearing or they're seeing, just like they heard Lauren Kirkland, you know, give that. Who's going to say and put the entire speech out like that other than VFN TV? So make sure there's a limited amount of spaces available, of course, for our advertiser sponsors. And we really want you to join with us to make sure we're there every single day for the 1.4 million. So John Ramos, that's where he is right now. But I am so glad to have Steve Kalaszewski.
Yes, it is so encouraging to know the fact that, like, when you're watching, you're hearing us, we're bold. We're out there. We're just sharing the truth and what is happening about what's going on in the world. And it's like to know that there are businesses that are just right there along with us, standing boldly for the gospel, standing boldly for truth. It's like, I want to do business with those businesses that are standing up for Jesus.
Right. Yeah. There's one of our audience members that he runs a tire mechanic shop.
Yeah.
And when he saw one of our restaurant sponsors that we have, it's Gulf Coast Seafood with Jonathan Patty. What he did was he just took his whole office, all the people with the mechanics, and he took them to this wonderful place on 9th Avenue in Pensacola, Florida, and or Nine Mile Road in Pensacola, Florida, and had a wonderful seafood meal, great prices, great food, great services. And that happened because it connected the business.
Yes.
You know, and you got to know Jonathan Patty. I'm just a beautiful man of God. And just to spend time around him, you're greatly encouraged. But his food is good. His service is good. And it's right there off of Nine Mile Road, close to the intersection of Nine Mile and Pine Forest Road. And he's a great vision, too, what he wants to do to be able to provide for the customers. But we have that over and over again. But that's what John is doing right now. So I encourage you, you know, call 850-780-6520 if you want to join those who are saying, I want to be a part. Not only just sharing my business, because that's obviously what we're doing, is let everybody know about your product and your service, but also to be able to say, you know, I care about the truth going forth on the Gulf Coast.
Amen.
So it's 850-780-6520 or toll free at 844-40-VFN-TV. Well, Ann Graham Lutz, she is the daughter of Billy Graham. An amazing testimony. If you haven't heard her testimony, we have it for you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But I believe that she is the leader now, or the president, or heading up the National Day of Prayer. And she just spoke just recently talking about, you know, just now words about what happens if the church doesn't wake up. And really, it's amazing that, you know, people did not think the Titanic was going to sink until it began. It was the unsinkable ship.
Until it started to sink.
Yeah, and they actually played the violin music to calm people down as they were going to the end of things. And, you know, it's not until it is. But what God tells us prophetically, something that's going to happen so we can prepare for. I'm not saying America's going down, but America's about to go through some very difficult times, especially if the church doesn't wake up. And if you're a Christian, you're the church. We're not talking about a building somewhere. We're not talking about a 501c3 corporation. We're not talking about a denomination. We're talking about you as a believer waking up. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. As Ann Graham Lutz is telling us this very thing. Take a look.
I think one of the things that I challenge Christians to do is to look at their culture, look at the people around them, not only their neighbors and people their children go to school with, where they work in our nation, and then read God's word and connect what they see in the people around them with the word of God and the promises that God gives. And our nation right now, there are a lot of people who are angry, filled with fear, apprehension. They're confused. They don't know what's going on. But we have the answer, and the answer is Jesus. The answer is a personal relationship with God and growing and developing that relationship so we stand firm in our faith. And so I would encourage Christians to pray, to spend time with God, and then, as I did the pastors this morning, I challenged them to pray and to preach the gospel, or to lay on your heart what he's wanting you to pray for. But I'm praying for our churches to wake up. I'm praying for revival. I'm not sure that we're going to live to see the kind of revival we are long for, but we can see individual revival, personal revival, as people give their hearts to Christ. And then I pray the Lord will come back and receive us to himself. But before that time, I want to be strong. I want to stand firm for the truth, and I don't want to compromise. And, you know, it can be costly, but that's okay. So we want to be found faithful when he returns.
That is so true. I mean, she's just a beautiful lady. And her testimony is beautiful. Our testimony is the same, is that we're sinners walking alone, lost, and God called our name. I mean, we found out about Jesus, and we said, Lord, I want to make you the Lord of my life. And at that point, when we say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life, and we ask God to forgive us of our sins and just begin to walk with him, I mean, he forgives us.
Yes,
and he doesn't remember. It's not like you didn't do anything wrong. It's the fact that he forgave us for the wrong that we've done. And then he gives us a grace to be able to walk with him and to be his disciple. And I want to encourage you that one way to do that, because there's a lot of things being taught right now that's just not accurate. And what you do is just go back to the red letters in the Bible and read what Jesus said. And one specific thing he said was, it's time to be a disciple. He didn't tell us to build buildings. He didn't tell us to build companies. He told us to go and tell people about this good news, that he loves us and he has a plan for us and he would forgive us. And if we make him the Lord of our life, then he will bring us into the family, but then to make disciples of those who believe, you know. And so discipleship is so important, and it's not what a lot of people say it is. It's really about you learning how to do what Jesus did, learning how to love God and to love Jesus the way the Father loves Jesus, and to be able to share that love with others. And we have that available for you. I mean, it's time to get serious.
Yeah.
Time is limited. Some of the things we're going to share with you in our next program, I mean, we're seeing a prophecy being fulfilled, something the Lord revealed to me in a night vision in December. A few days later, it came manifested, but now we're seeing it in the political cycle today. And so I don't know how much time we have left before these things come to the point where it gets so rocky it's hard to do it. What do you need to do? You need to go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You probably can see that. I don't know on your screen. And you need to go to Emmaus Road Discipleship and decide how you want to be able to take a path for discipleship. The best way, I would say, is to become a member of Vine Fellowship Network and go down Emmaus Road. Your life, just in the next 6 months, just commit your life to begin to say, you know, I'm going to go down Emmaus Road. And just like the disciples walked with Jesus and he was talking to them and they were on the Emmaus Road, the road to Emmaus, their hearts begin to burn with them. What will happen when you begin to walk down Emmaus Road? Your heart will begin to burn. God's going to begin to speak to you. Life's going to begin to make sense to you. And you're going to find out that God will work with you, confirming his words. And it starts out in a beautiful way, and it ends up in an awesome way with you being activated as a Christian, as a believer, as someone who God sends out into the world to be the light of the world.
Amen.
And I'm encouraged, if you haven't yet made that choice, if you can't find a place to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, Emmaus Road is for you. It's vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
You know, I'm even encouraged as you're talking about this, is some of the testimonies that we're even hearing now is that people that are going through Emmaus Road, they're even seeing the gift of all the, this precious opportunity that they have, and they're in tears just looking at it. And I even just, you know, anybody can remember as a child, you know, when dad says, clean your room, they're gone. He says, I expect your room to be clean before I come home. That's the one thing.
Go figure.
The one thing he says to do. And it's like, there's going to be a day that Jesus is going to return and he's going to expect to say, okay, this is what I told you to do. And it's like, we can take this moment now and begin to walk through Emmaus Road to become a disciple in order to make disciples. Because if we're not a disciple, how can we make disciples in the first place?
And what's so cool about Emmaus Road when we're talking about it is that it's just you, God, and Emmaus Road.
Yeah,
we have people that will help you if you want help on that road. But you, at your own pace, can begin to grow in the knowledge of God. And it's like climbing a mountain. Mm-hmm. When you get this revelation in God and what he says in his word, and you lock that in, it's like climbing to the next level of the mountain. It's like increasing your height and increasing your height. The next thing you know, you're solid on this mountain of God. And on this mountain of God, if you would, in that analogy, you're able to help other people because now you're actually getting above the spiritual fray that's going on and the captivity that's happening in man's life, because Jesus said, I come to set men free.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. And God has called his people and given us the authority to go out in his name to be able to deal with that which is oppressing folks.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we have an offer for you, and this offer is so about that. Are you ready to see the power of God, of the kingdom of God, manifest in your life? Well, this week's offer is for you. Let's take a look. Did you know that it's our sponsors and partners that make VFN-TV possible? Become a partner today. We have an offer for you. For your partnership of any amount, it's offer 2007. It's entitled Hindrances to Love and Power. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said the kingdom of God is not about mere words, but of power. Are you wondering why you might not be seeing more power of the kingdom of God in your life and ministry as a believer? This message addresses that very thing. Hindrances to love, hindrances to power, and you'll be greatly inspired and encouraged as you begin to see the fullness of the kingdom by faith manifest in your life. It's the offer, 2007, Hindrances of Love and Power. You can partner by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now and follow the prompts, or by mailing to VFN-TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call 844-408-3688. That's offer 2007, Hindrances to Love and Power. The world needs to see us moving in the fullness of kingdom power.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Find out more at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the Apostolic Church Arising.
Is religion banned in the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
The question was, did I send trainees on a training trip for a couple of weeks, and they are typically put together with roommates in hotels. I've had a trainee who, she likes to read her Bible and have quiet meditation time, and she's concerned that having a roommate would interfere with that.
When you have a situation like this, it depends on your policy. If the policy is for economic reasons that you have the employees have roommates, then she should have a roommate also, and she certainly can go to a quiet place in the hotel and study the Bible. You don't want to do anything to interfere with her sincerely held religious beliefs or Bible study or times of prayer. You should try to accommodate that, obviously. But I don't think you have to exclude your general policy of having roommates if that's the company's policy. As long as it's equally enforced, there should be no problem.
For more information about your rights in the workplace, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hi, this is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. And Chris Wallace from Windham, Maine, who's a financial educator, said, John, I want you to talk about determination. When I was a kid, my favorite story was about the train, a little engine that thought it could. You know the story. I had this big hill to climb, wasn't sure that it really could, but was positive. And as that train went up the hill very, very slowly, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And of course, the higher it went, the slower it went. And was it really going to make it? Finally got to the crest of the hill. You know the story. Wow. Kind of breathed a little bit. Now that train's going downhill and the engine's saying to itself, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could. You know what? Almost every day, I'm like that engine. I bet you are too. We have a project in front of us. We have somebody that perhaps it's going to be a tough meeting. And we're not really wanting to do it, but yet we know we have to do it. You see, the difference between winners and whiners is winners, they know they have to do the right thing and then they feel good. And whiners, they want to feel good before they do the right thing. And determination's right at the heart of this. You and I have to do the things we know that we should do so that someday we can do the things we want to do. Stay determined today. Don't give up. You can make it.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Man, I love John Maxwell. He's talking about in the Maxwell Minute today that winners don't wait before they're feeling good to do it, but whiners wait till they feel good before they start doing it.
Don't do what feels good. Just do what's right.
Well, that means, too, if you're doing something today and you're not feeling good about it, you're a winner.
That's right.
You are a winner. And
I feel better already.
That's just a shout out to Pat Hamilton to see, you know. It's a shout out to Pat Hamilton. I think it's because he works out so much.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Look, luckily, I don't have that issue.
I feel very good right now.
I'm going to have it. Pray for me. Can you help me? Ann Graham Lutz talks about pockets of revival. She said we might not see that, but we may see pockets of revival, talking about this huge revival. And that lines up with so many words. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of Perry Stone and the prophetic word God gave him about the very specific thing. He kind of referred to it as the rural revival, but it's like pockets of revival. Let's watch Perry Stone confirm a prophetic word that God gave him, specifically what Ann Graham Lutz just shared with us. Take a look.
When I was a young minister many years ago, starting out in ministry, I was called to preach at age 16 and began to preach at age 18 and began to see revivals go 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 11 weeks, 7.5 weeks, etc. When, during my earlier ministry, a man named Rufus Dunford prayed for me, and Rufus Dunford could speak at least, my daddy said, 7 to 8 languages in tongues, in the gift of diverse kinds of tongues, yet he had a third-grade education. In the early days of my ministry, for about 3 solid years, the Spirit of God would come on me, and I would have a manifestation come on my physical body where I would feel my hands almost become numb, my face become numb, but it wasn't uncomfortable, it didn't hurt. But when it happened, it was a sign from God that I was to prophesy. A prophecy is to speak an utterance under the inspiration of God without a message in tongues, which followed by an interpretation. Recently, on Sunday night, on 9/13/2015 in Huntington, West Virginia, I stood to the pulpit to preach. And I can't explain it, but I felt that anointing come on me, Mark. So heavy that I didn't think I would be able to stand behind the pulpit. In fact, Robbie and them got concerned that I was going to literally pass out. And it wasn't a physical thing, it was a spiritual thing. And I'm going to read to you this prophecy, and then I'm going to preach on what the Lord is showing me about this prophetic season. Now, your CD is going to say the rise of 7 ancient spirits. If you are in the conference, it'll say that. That is not a misprint. That's just that God changed the title and the message. So please understand that if you're listening to this. This was a prophecy. But the Lord said, there's coming a sign in this country. There's coming a sign. It's in the very near future. The righteous will discern and the unrighteous will not. You'll know it when you see it because it will be something that will be so significant, it'll grip your attention. Because the Lord is doing His best to wake up America one more time. One more time. He does this because He loves this country. Then I stopped there and I said, now listen to me, I'm hearing something. That was me saying that. Then I went back in the spirit. America is a giving country. If you don't believe that, let disaster happen anywhere in the world. Who shows up first? It doesn't matter what country. If it's a Muslim country, it doesn't matter. Indonesia doesn't matter. Taiwan doesn't matter. Japan, it doesn't matter. Who shows up? I hear the Spirit of God say this. And I remember the anointing was so heavy when this came forth. I remember the good, but my people don't. But, and I will give you an inheritance. I will give you another chance because of what you planted in the past. What those before you have planted in the past. It will come up before God one more time. You're going to see, as men speak of pockets of selective judgment, so likewise there is pockets of selective revival. Areas where people will pray and pray and worship until the glory is seen. That just happened. It will not be the type of meeting that will make attention from coast to coast. But in that region and with those people, the town will know there's a visitation from heaven going on. Listen, Mark, listen to this. And it will be known as the rural revival. Because people will begin to leave large cities, says the Spirit of God. Not in droves or in masses, but they're going to begin to pull away and not know why, but go into mountain areas, into smaller cities because of the danger. Now, this may be a revelation of what's coming. Because of the dangers and the fear and the mobs and the robbing and looting and stealing. And God's talking about in major cities. The people will be drawn to where the good people are, where they hear that people love each other and they care about one another. Some will come and they'll have no background in the Word. They'll have no background in the things of the Spirit, but they'll be drawn here because of the mercy of God and drawn to places because of the mercy of the Lord for people. And the good people who know the Lord and know their God shall teach them the things of the Lord. One more time, listen to this, because the Lord says He still cares because He said there is still more than a remnant. Hallelujah.
This is just so confirming because she's talking about we won't see the full revival. We'll see pockets of revival. This is exactly what the Lord's telling Perry Stone. Mm-hmm. He's just on Sid Roth talking about it just recently, right? But, you know, think about this, that what you want to do is you want to be in the pocket. You want to be in the pocket. You want to be what God, because God's always moving, but if He's moving in a certain place or area, you want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And what it looks like to me, the cities, based on some of the prophetic words given by many, but also seen by us and seen by Streams Ministry, John Paul Jackson, that it's just if you don't live in a city, it's kind of difficult to understand. But basically, if there was no buildings, people would be standing on top of each other, 100 people high.
Right.
Because it's not like wide. They're just like apartments and buildings and they're stacked all up and they all live within a block area. But when there's no air conditioning, no electricity, no water, that place becomes a cave. It doesn't make sense anymore. And so people start trying to get out of the city, and there's not a lot of ground to grow things in. And so a lot of difficult things, some of the things that Marjane Hamilton saw, you know, that's one of our producer's editor's wife, God showed her a dream very specifically of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And the buildings being burned down and torn down. And it's just over and over again, John Paul Jackson saw roads being ripped up and them trying to plant gardens. But if just prepare, you know, it's time for prudent preparation. But I think, you know, Dr. Ben Carson was just on Fox News talking specifically about what's going to happen to America if we don't wake up. Listen to Dr. Ben Carson. This prophetic word. Now, the Lord gave this prophetic word to me sometime back and I shared it. He also gave it to Pat Robinson with the 700 CBN Club, 700 Club. Was that America's like a ship going over the waterfall, going over the cliffs. As a matter of fact, listen to Dr. Ben Carson, former presidential candidate, saying the very same thing.
America right now is like a cruise ship that is about to go off of Niagara Falls with tremendous carnage and death. What you have to do first is recognize the problem, stop the ship, turn it around, and then move in the...
I think that's more accurate because a cruise ship is where people are in entertainment and luxury and not paying attention to the iceberg that's ahead. And what we're seeing that happen right this moment, and I want to encourage you to be prepared. And one way to do that is, what we talked about earlier, is, you know, become a disciple of Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, now's the day to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And you go to meetmyfather.org and find out how I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life and met Father God through Jesus. Just powerful time for me, and it can be for you too. But understand, this ship is moving, and some of the prophetic words we'll be talking about in the next program is, it's not going to happen, you know, like you think it's going to happen. This election year is not going to happen. And where Dr. Ben Carson is saying, if a third party candidate comes up, it's going to be totally, America's going to be lost. Mm-hmm. Is what he's talking about. But we're not talking politics here. We're just talking about prophetically and what God said. And make sure you join us in our next program, because you're going to be very, very surprised at some of the things God is revealing prophetically. And remember, you're hearing it here first, you know, on VFN TV. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about something so exciting. You know what it is? It's our 4-year anniversary. We have been broadcasting now for 4 years, wow. VFN TV and the Data Radio program, and it's just, time is flying. Join us after the break.
The conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFNTV and the Data Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition, in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the 7 spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching. Welcome back. 4 years has been since VFNTV and the Daily Radio program was launched, and I want to thank all of our audience for standing with us and staying with us. Mm-hmm. It's been a great relationship. Also, I want to thank the Lord for giving us the grace and the mercy to be able to grow in wisdom. And during the break, Pat was kind of demonstrating what our first broadcast was like. But the very first, you know, just kind of to reminisce, as one of our friends would say, I was just reminiscing what he says.
I know he says that.
Yeah. But it's, we're not, anyway, so that just landed like a lead balloon. So.
It's good. It's humor. It's good.
So it was a laugh of humor. You know, hello. That our very first, because what happened was,
the Lord spoke. We were in a time of prayer in our prayer and fasting community on a watch, a prayer watch. And it was on Mondays, and we still have it on Mondays for 24 hours, three-hour watches. Different people stand three-hour watches and pray. And we're praying, and the Lord speaks to me very specifically about, you know, getting outside the walls of the religion.
Yeah.
And began to just shout from the rooftops, you know, what he's whispered into my ears and shared and made known to me through all these years, just to broadcast it out. Now, we didn't know anything about television.
Nope.
We didn't know anything about radio. We didn't know anything about a lot of things. But we knew the Lord said very specifically that, you know, this is what you're going to do. Of course, what I always do, God tells me. And then I just tell Pat, how much time? I don't know, 6 weeks. We're going to be on in 6 weeks. I mean, it was a very short period of time. And we're trying. And the reason why is, understand, you see what's happening now. But if you go back 4 years and people thought everything was just peachy keen and everybody's having a little few little issues, now you're seeing this huge crescendo of evil that's taking place.
Yeah.
And we've been like a prophetic voice just broadcasting 24/7. I remember when it first came, you know, you're on 24 hours a day now. And so I remember getting up in the middle of the night after midnight and turning on VFN radio and go, oh, my God, we're on at midnight, you know, and it's exciting because we're all around the world. And so, you know, here's the rhema word. God says, you know, launch it, do it. And so we didn't know how to do it, but we knew God said do it. When you move in what God says, then he provides. And all of a sudden, when I got to Pat, you know, and Pat said, okay, all right. And so I said, well, just begin to find out what we got to do. And at that point, God connected me with a man in Colorado, and he had the wisdom how to begin to make things happen. And we put together an entire list of things that we had to have. And within 1 week, Steve, within 1 week, God sent a check for the exact amount of money that we had to have all that equipment that we didn't even know how to hook up. To set up, while Pat crawled around on his knees,
still plugging things in.
Why this man is helping him through Skype and just kind of walking us through the steps of doing that. And then all of a sudden, the first day comes. Now you're laughing. The joke was earlier on. It's the serious part. And so then the first day comes, and we have, you know, this today we have commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have breaks. And I'm on the air with Pat. Now, Pat, yes, he works out and he does a lot of intellectual things, but one thing he doesn't do much of is talk. So I'm talking. It's like 2 hours of a program, no commercials, and you're stressed out because that whole launch mechanism, because we're going for an entire 6 weeks of a rhema word, then running and things happening. And all of a sudden we launch and you hear this high frequency. I sound like John. And then, I'd ask Pat a question, right? And he'd give me a break. I'd say, ask his question. I kind of get a breather. He'd lean down to the mic and he'd go, yes.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. And so
we
promoted him to a different position. No, actually, John was in New Jersey.
Yep.
He was in New Jersey. So we were actually, he was Skyping in from Jersey. And you're in Pittsburgh eating ice cream or something. Something like that. Yeah. What kind of ice cream was that? And so
we have yet to find out.
We have yet to find out what that is. But it was amazing. That's been 4 years since that launch. And it sad to say, for some reason, Pat had a video camera going to record that.
We have evidence.
And you know, you're going by faith. You just don't know God reveals it. So you've got to move forward. And I think I pushed everything his way and he pushed it back my way. And I had like a backpack. I'm dumping all the notes out. Oh, it's just because this is something that God just said, do. And that's what we do. That's what you need to do. Do you know how many people will be involved in doing these kind of things when you just do what he said, do? We didn't know how to do it. We didn't have the resources to do it. But when we stepped out every step of the way, God provided. We started off with this particular type of technology, and then God shifted us to the next arena, gave us a different technology, and then all of a sudden God gave us, you know, of course, our first studio, and then our second studio, then our HD. I mean, everything he's done. It's amazing what the Lord has done, and it's been a run.
Yeah.
It's been a run. I mean, being quick, a quick move. But I want to encourage you, remember, we're all going to face the Lord. We're all going to face the Lord, and I don't want to be standing before the Lord and saying, I didn't do anything with the years that you gave me on the earth. I didn't love. I didn't do what you told me to do. And one way you can actually be a part of what I'm talking about for the next 4 years is to become a partner. Pray, but also every single month. You can go online, go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now and follow the prompts. But become a partner, just financially. Well, we have some great things available for our partners. It's a whole partners area, teachings and the green room and specials that are available just for our partners. But understand, it's us together doing this thing. Yes, we heard the Lord. We stepped out. But, you know, you're a part of this next wave. What's God going to do? Some of the things he's telling us and told us that we've been preparing for and learning how to do is how do you capture a miracle and broadcast it around the world live? You know, this is the scenario. You know, you're talking to this lady. She's in the produce aisle of a Walmart or a Publix, and she's limping, and then a believer passes by her and says, listen, is something wrong with your leg? And she says, yes, my hip or something. And then the believer prays for her, and at that moment, she's healed in the produce aisle.
That's right.
And so we are going to walk up and put the mic in front of her and say, what happened? I was walking by the cabbage and I was limping. And one of these interns from VFN passed me up and said, can I pray for you? And I said, of course. And when they pray for her, she was healed. And then we broadcast that around the world. And just like the latter rain and all the things that happened in the past, now it's this live social spread of miracles. And as soon as people see that God can heal her hip, they can heal my hip. As God can deliver him, he can deliver me. That's all people need to know because it's the faith. You know, we had the Awakening Faith conference in the VFN-TV studios. And thank you for everybody that came. They were a part of that. But what we saw when Art Thomas came here was it was the faith that was in the people that were on the Gulf Coast. It was the faith of the audience. It's your faith that has to rise up. And when people begin to believe God, they had faith to be able to pray for folks. And when they did, God healed them.
Yes, he did.
And that's what we're seeing. And we're so encouraged about that. We're going to be sharing a lot over the next few days about, you know, our anniversary. But I want to say thank you to every single one that has prayed for us, that, you know, stopped us in the street. We have, you know, people that stop us and say kind words. And as a matter of fact, John had somebody just last week take a run, slam on the car on brakes, and comes out to him.
A big hug before he even get in the car.
Yeah, his arms are like squeezed to his side, and you know, and she's saying how much VFN TV means to her. Listen, we can't get enough of that. You know, most people are just doing their work, doing their job, taking care of their families, and just, you know, watching VFN TV and being encouraged. I encourage you to take a moment and let us know what you're thinking. Take a moment and to do like this one particular Miss Breyer did, grabbing a hold of John and just saying a positive thing, because that encouragement, sowing encouragement like that, gives the feedback that we need to be able to, you know, this is amazing what's happening right here. And then it's us together.
Yeah.
So you can write, you can call, you know, 844-40-VFN-TV toll free, or 850-780-6520, you know, and let us know. But let's take it to the next 4 years. Because it's going to be, you know, as one of the Duck Dynasty family members says, it's going to be on
like Donkey Kong.
Everything's about to break loose. And these are going to be some exciting days.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God doesn't do something without leaving himself a witness. And some of the prophetic words that we've gotten is that the anchors that you see today, they're there because of a paycheck, his job. They're reading whatever the corporate board approved for them to be able to read. They're reading their
news anchors.
News anchors, yes, news anchors. And it's like a teleprompter. I mean, that's not their opinion. They're reading what's been approved according to their crew, their corporate crew, to be able to share those things. They're kind of strapped in. We're sharing what God is saying to us, or what we believe the Lord is saying to us. We're sharing about prophetic dreams and words from not just us, but our brothers and sisters around the world. And we're bringing that together, a now word. See, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And it's so discouraging if you hear one negative thing after another negative thing, but you don't hear a response, some rebound to it. If you listen to the world news, for example, you're going to hear, you know, tragedy, hurricanes, tragedy, robberies, you're going to, tornadoes are taking place, a storm, problem in DC. It's like nonstop. It's like rapid, boom, 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 boom. But there's no reprieve. That's not what God doesn't want you to have, that kind of pain. He wants you to know what's going on, but understand that he's still God. In this life, you're going to have troubles, but he has overcome this life, and he has a word to give you peace in the midst of the storm. But the disciples were just so fearful when Jesus was sleeping in the bottom of the boat because they saw the newscast. Mm-hmm. The newscast says you're going to die. The storm's going to hit the ship, and everybody's going to drown. And Jesus was sleeping in the boat, and they said, "Don't you even care?" And he had the ability, of course, to step out, to speak to the storm and to calm it. Yes, we got to look at what really is going on, but understand God can give us a word every single broadcast that will calm you. You know what? God says, peace to my storm. I want to pray for you right now. Thank you for standing with us. It means a world to us. Let's stand together for the next 4 years. Father God, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to be here these last 4 years. We thank you for all those that have sown in this partnership, that have given financially and prayerfully. We thank you for the sponsors that have stood up and said, we want to be able to put our shingle, our business out here and say, we want to be a part of keeping that conversation light on the Gulf Coast to bring encouragement to the Gulf Coast. Dear Lord, we ask you, God, give us another 4 years. We ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless. And don't forget, you can find out so much more at VFNTV.com. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You know, there's over 25 million children living in fatherless homes in America. The father's absence and the degrading of the father's role is just all around us. You know why? Because the enemy wants to destroy our perception of what a father is. But I got news for you. The reason why the all-outright attack is on the natural father, because Father God loves you and has got a plan for your life, and he's trying to break down, give you a life of no grid to be able to find what a father is. Let me tell you something. Father God loves you and has a plan for your life. As a matter of fact, he made a roadmap. He made a way to him, a bridge to him. He loves you so much, and he wants you so much in his family. He wants to be your father that he gave his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, you can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, where you can meet Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. We share a couple of our stories to kind of give you a grid that we're all the same. But you know what? God loves you and has a plan for your life. Find him. Meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.